News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Brendan O'Sullivan is with us. He is a chartered planner and senior lecturer in the Department of Planning at UCC. And Brendan is here to discuss what Housing Minister James Brown has said, which is the government is going to liberalise existing rules around one-off homes in rural Ireland. This is in an interview given in the Sunday Independent. Brendan O'Sullivan, it's not exactly 100% clear what the implications of this are going to be. But reading between the lines, what James Brown seems to be saying is it's going to be made easier for people to build on family land. Is that it?
That seems to be the case. And it should be very interesting to see what is issued by the minister in the coming weeks, because this is an issue which is really, really tricky one to handle. And it depends on where your starting point is. So if what seems to have come from yesterday's interview is that the minister wants to make clear that people who want to build a home on their family land shouldn't find it that difficult to get planning permission. That's as far as it goes, that is not particularly problematic in one sense, especially if it's a question of somebody who's living in a rural area, perhaps farming, part of the rural community, and they own land, and they want to build a house for themselves to live in all year round. If that's what he's talking about, then a statement to that effect may not be particularly problematic, because planning authorities, county councils around the country have for many decades tried to facilitate planning permissions like that.
So when you say it's not problematic, it is already in effect the status quo, is that it?
In principle, it is the status quo, but when the story is reported and people experience planning application delays and things like that, it seems as if the planning system is against permitting houses for people to build on their family land. In reality, it's not the case. Rural authorities around the country do their best to facilitate rural landowners to build houses on their farms for themselves and their children if suitable sites are available. Usually the difficulties manifest themselves when the site chosen has particular physical problems, where there are issues with water supply or drainage or road safety or some practical issues or ecology. Maybe there's archaeology under the... It's those kind of technical messy delays which give the impression that that people are not getting planning permission to build on their own farm.
Although one assumes, Brendan, giving planning permission to people to build on family land will not solve the kind of major issue there is in the provision of houses. So is what the minister nudging at the suggestion that people will be able to carve off bits of farmland and sell them for individual development?
That's exactly where the story may go. Up until now, it's quite restrictive. The government and planning authorities generally understand that the pattern of housing of individual houses in the Irish countryside is very scattered and quite chaotic, very, very difficult to service. And it's a pattern that's been recognised since the 1970s as being unsustainable. That, if you look at it at that level, at that population level, then is one particular challenge. If you're looking at the individual house and the individual family and their story, then it's a different kind of a challenge. And the two of them don't really meet. When people argue for more liberal planning permission regimes, what they may be looking for is the possibility of people selling sites for housing to anybody, really, and that we're not really meeting a rural need, but we're meeting this demand for urbanization of the countryside, you know. And that's where it gets tricky, because on the one hand, the government wants to have more compact growth. They want to have better chances for people to have active travel, not necessarily depend on the car for every journey. What they're not seeming to do yet, at least, is to link this question with the prospects of keeping Irish villages and towns open. The decline of the rural town and the rural village in certain parts of the country is a really serious issue. And it's not going to be helped by allowing new homes to be scattered all over the countryside in unserviced locations and actually draw the vitality out of towns and villages, which is where the focus should be.
Brendan, thank you for your time this morning. Brendan O'Sullivan, Chartered Planner and Senior Lecturer in the Department of Planning at UCC. If you have a view, if you have any experience of attempting to get planning in rural Ireland, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087 1400 106. Do let us know what you found.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.